Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Good Friday. Former President Barack Obama is campaigning in Atlanta tonight. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the final weekend in Georgia's tight gubernatorial race.
The former president is holding a rally at Morehouse College tonight for Democratic nominee Stacey Abrams, who could become the country's first black female governor. Current President Donald Trump is coming to campaign with Republican nominee Brian Kemp in Macon on Sunday. The two politicians aren't the only big names that have come in the final days of this tight election. Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence made three stops across the state for Kemp, while Oprah Winfrey campaigned for Abrams in Atlanta. Early voting ends today. Election day is Tuesday. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A federal judge says Georgia must make it easier for voters to prove they are U.S. citizens. The order issued today applies to people whose registration has been flagged for possible citizenship issues. It arose from an October lawsuit by civil rights group, making a broader challenge to Georgia's so-called exact match verification process. That process requires information on voter applications to precisely match information in state or federal databases. Things like missed hyphens have blocked people's flagged their applications, for example. The state has not announced whether or not it will appeal the decision. Many Atlantans still see transportation as a top problem facing the city. That's according to a new survey from the Atlanta Regional Commission. Half of respondents said that an expansion in public transit would help solve the city's traffic issues. The same number of people shared they'd be willing to pay more taxes to fund transportation. 10 miles of express lanes along I-85 in Gwinnett County open to traffic tomorrow. A peach pass is required to travel in the express lanes. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.